Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Whatever your mountain, climb on. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Monday morning, everybody. John and Lance and Dell for the next 2.5 hours here on ESPN 97.5. Raheel joins us at 9, and we're talking Super Bowl. We're talking about a big bleep up, if you want to know the truth. I think that Malcolm Butler has to be the biggest story. I just don't. If Bill Belichick bit off his nose to spite his face, and you saw, I don't know, you saw Brandon Browner's his tweets and or his Instagram, and Dante Hightower liked it. He just blasted Belichick for not playing Malcolm Butler when Eric Rowe was getting, and he only missed one practice all week. Dude played in 97%. He was on the field 97% of the Patriots snaps this year and didn't get a snap in the Super Bowl.
I don't know what really transpired. I know that there's been talk about him getting traded for over a year now. There have been rumors about him being traded. The Texans were one of the names that were mentioned at one point early on.
I wouldn't mind him.
Well, I mean, you have your shot in the offseason.
Nope.
And Bill Belichick doesn't. There's an old saying that there was a preacher that went viral and said, you know, what is it? It's like, these hoes ain't loyal.
Mm-hmm.
You could say that about Bill Belichick because he's not loyal.
Oh, no.
Bill Belichick's one of the least loyal coaches I've ever seen. Malcolm Butler won a Super Bowl for him. Malcolm Butler is an instinctive cornerback. He didn't have great size, which probably played against him maybe a little bit in the Philadelphia game because they're all big corners. But
Aguilar's not that big.
But he does random stuff. Like Bill Belichick just does random stuff where people just are on the outs with him and then they're gone.
Yeah.
And they're gone from the team. And it doesn't make any sense. And this is why the Bill Belichick genius, this guy is a genius, but I don't think he's a personnel genius. I really don't. And it's moves like this where it almost feels like he's got some gene in him where he just, I don't know. He's trying to prove a point of some sort. I don't know what he's doing. I don't know.
You know that you're going to lose a football game? Again, he bit off his nose despite his face. Whatever he had against Malcolm Butler in that football game, Eric Rowe, he gave up more. This was more yards than anyone has ever given up. And right. And in large part, you don't play one of your best players just to what are you trying to prove or what are you trying to accomplish?
And that was just
and make
one.
No mistake, this was Matt Patricia got lit up in the post game and was just getting grilled, and he just kept saying personnel and matchups and all of this crap. Make no mistake, this was a Bill Belichick decision because Matt Patricia could not have decided that Malcolm Butler would not play in this game.
He doesn't, but you know, I don't know how much time you want to spend on it. I'd rather spend more time on the job Doug Peterson did. I don't know that I've ever seen a game where one guy was better as a play caller than Doug Peterson. It was unbelievable. He had answers. He had the Patriots on there. It's usually like, and this is where I missed. I thought, well, what is he going to do? What is Nick Foles going to do with 2 weeks for Matt Patricia and Bill Belichick to prepare for him? It was irrelevant. He was the one who had them on their toes the whole game. They were on their toes the whole game. They broke Super Bowl records for total yardage in the third quarter. That was as a combined unit. They moved up and down the field on the page. How many times did they punt? They had one punt the whole game?
Yeah.
They punted once? He was unbelievable with this play call.
And not punting the ball away with 6 minutes left and going for it on fourth and one, I thought, or fourth and two, I thought was the biggest play of the game.
Well, that one or the going for it on fourth and one down at the goal line saying we're going to try to win this and we're not going to let them get it, you know, we're not going to let them get two scores, one before the half. I mean, the ball's on this
he
guy,
did.
Doug
he had
Peterson.
He
are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Remember when Tony the Hatchet Man was selling his Doug Peterson wigs with his, you know, with the hat,
with
the wig,
the visor,
and then the headset?
The headset?
Those things should sell a lot.
They should. Oh, I think Tony's got a winner there.
Yeah,
Hatchet Man's got he's got a winner there. I don't think there's any question about it. I thought they coached like, and here's the thing for me too. I think this Belichick versus Brady argument is over Brady throws for 505 and can't win the game. Yeah. Brady,
he ended up at 505?
505.
Holy crap.
505 yards, and they don't win the game. This is on the defense. And everybody says, well, he got bailed out by Malcolm Butler in the Seattle game. You know why? Because Seattle was driving again for the game-winning touchdown on that defense. To me, this is not an argument. Tom Brady is the reason that the Patriots have been this great for this long. Now, they did win some 24-21 games and all that, but they also got they had the game here against Carolina. That was Carolina was up and down the field in the second half, and Brady had to match him. To me, this is a Brady dynasty, not a Belichick dynasty.
Yeah, one Super Bowl. I don't know if I'm going to go that far, but I know what you're saying because this defense is bad. It's just bad. They couldn't stop Jacksonville in the first half of that game at all. The Texans moved the ball. The Texans with Brock were moving the ball on them in the playoffs. They were in trouble there. And then, you know, I mean, eventually Brady took over. But this is an offensive team. Defensively, where's all the geniusy stuff? Where's all the geniusy? What's the secondary? They traded. Look, they got a big money cornerback in Gilmore, right? They've had Chung there forever. They haven't been replacing safeties. Alandon Roberts, I like Alandon fine. Can't play him against passing teams.
Dante Hightower's hurt,
and that's a big one. I don't think you have what you need. You know, he's given away Chandler Jones. Just gave away Chandler Jones, basically, for a draft pick to the Arizona Cardinals. I don't know. This defense isn't very good, but what Nick Foles did was pretty brilliant. Nick Foles was putting throws. That throw to Corey Clement right there that we're watching on TV, that was an unbelievable throw.
Well, it was an unbelievable throw, but in the regular season, that's not a touchdown. That ball was moving. I don't know how in the world they called that a touchdown.
I think
with all of the calls that we've seen all year long, the ball moved. I don't think that there was any. It moved, Jerry. There is no question in my mind that that ball moved. The Ertz touchdown was a touchdown. That wasn't a touchdown. The Clement was not a touchdown. Dally wanted to say something, but Lance doesn't have his earphones.
No, I can hear. There's the one Super Bowl where you could look at Bill Belichick and saying he saved Tom Brady or he was the reason they won was the first one. Tom Brady wasn't ready to lead a team like he is obviously now. He held the greatest show on turf to what, 14 or points or whatever it was? So that would be the one you would point to. Maybe the Philly one where he held down Don McNabb, even though T.O. had a great game. But like you said, other than that, it's been bailing out the defense.
It has been. And again, you all, the defense, Malcolm Butler bailed him out. Well, but bailed him out on a game-winning drive? Thanks for stopping him after Brady took the lead on him. I just didn't get last night. Malcolm Butler crying before the game, too.
He was upset. That's a competitive dude, man. He had a chance to play in the Super Bowl, and he knows that, man. You know, there's a good chance that's Malcolm Butler's last Super Bowl ever.
Yeah.
I mean, realistically, I don't care where he got. I don't care if he stays with. I'm telling you. This team, the New England Patriots, if Jacksonville gets it together at all at the quarterback position, it's over. They're passing it on because they can't match up physically. They're athletically not good enough to continue matching up with Jacksonville. Jacksonville's sticking it to them in New England, and I just don't see it for Brady in New England. Conversely, we'll do this in a second segment. I want to ask you about Foles and what his future is now because that maybe. Maybe Dell has something for the three today because I think that's a pretty interesting conversation. I mean, Carson Wentz is your quarterback. It's just what do you do with Nick Foles and how do you handle Nick Foles? To me, I know what my answer is. Think about this. I think I may write about this for Sports Map. So we are as divided a country as ever in our. I don't know if it's ever in our history.
No,
that's a strong.
Since we had a civil war.
Yeah, it's a strong. It's a strong commentary.
Yeah.
Since we've all been alive, probably. Right. I mean, across the board in so many different ways. I know people may say the civil rights movement. Oh, I think race relations are at an all-time low. Political.
Well, I don't think it just started. No, I think it started about 3-4 years ago.
No, it's been going.
It's been going for a while.
It's been going. You have. I'm just saying. Here's where we are right now. We got that. We've got political nastiness where people can't get along at all. They'd rather read a Facebook page than get to know somebody and have real comments. People don't even talk anymore. We've got three straight floods here in Houston that have just, you know, done incredible damage. There's these wildfires wiping out areas of California, earthquakes that they've never, these unbelievable natural disasters, all this going on. But on the flip side, three really good national championship games in a row in football.
Yeah.
Okay. We had a great World Series, whether you like Astros
greatest
or Dodgers.
Greatest World Series ever.
I think greatest World is definitely Game 5 was the greatest World Series ever.
Yep.
Our Super Bowls look like this. Tommy getting one because of the slant. You have the screwed up slant pass. You have the Falcons missteps. Then you have this Super Bowl. Like, we're getting some really, really pretty good. And LeBron versus the Cavs versus the Warriors has been a pretty good match. Like, on the plus side, we were getting some pretty good sports matchups here.
National championships with basketball the last couple of years.
Oh, absolutely.
Have been down to the last sec. Villanova winning it.
Yeah. At the very last second. Yeah. So we're getting some pretty, you know, there's a lot of bad stuff. But we're also getting some really good, like,
No, I agree 100%. Yeah.
All those women in the women's march should just realize, hey, that Villanova shot should balance out all of your problems, okay?
I mean, I don't know if it balances it all out, but if you balance everything against three straight national championships like that, though, Dell,
look.
Like, versus race relations?
Hashtag me too. I know you guys are in your marches, and I get people are getting shot by police, but Deshaun Watson.
Yeah. Yep.
Good point, Dell.
I think it's an even trade.
Yeah, that's a good point that you make.
Pretty even trade, I think.
Yeah, for some of us. Yeah, for you, John, you're feeling pretty good. Yeah.
All right.
Well, what about these Super Bowls? What about these Super Bowls? Very competitive. Right. Highly competitive.
Remember back in the day, but San Francisco blowing out San Diego and Denver, and it was just terrible Super Bowls. Sure. The country was going along. The economy was great. Everybody was booming. Everything was great.
People got along
better.
But we
had crappy Super Bowls.
Yeah.
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 Hey, you women want to wear a fake vagina on your head? You want to complain about all your issues? Whatever. Did you see what happened last night?
Did you see that game? Did you see game 5?
Yeah.
Holy crap. The Astros beat. That thing went for 5.5 hours.
Well, I mean, I'm with you on this one.
Yeah, I'm just saying. There's a lot of bad stuff. But let's also take a look at some of this good stuff, too.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm saying. There's some good stuff going on, too.
Well, you didn't even mention, how about the Rockets?
James Harden gets a 60-point triple-double, and the Rockets are beating the asses off of any team. I'm sorry, Golden State.
Slap that ass.
Hi, it's me, the Spurs, and Greg Greg Popovich. It's me, LeBron. I've got a safe space. Here, do this in your safe space, you stupid.
I don't know if we should be recommending beating people down in their safe spaces.
Well,
LeBron's safe space? Yes.
LeBron didn't have a safe space the other night.
It's well furnished. They go into San Antonio and they just say, here, can we make you our girlfriend? Thank you.
Yeah.
And then they say, what's your prison name going to be, LeBron? Shirley.
So the Rockets are forcibly having sex with the NBA?
No, they're just forcing their will on the rest of the NBA in their own home courts.
So I came to your house, put you in the corner, have sex with your wife?
Yeah.
And you just watched?
Apparently LeBron's a cuckold.
Well, if you ask Delonte West, even though that's his mom.
Hey, Dell. Hey,
still kind of the
Dell,
same
that's
thing.
Over the top. Okay.
Oh, is it?
Dell, you're going too far.
Dell, that's too much. Dell, that's too much.
All right. On the other side.
By the way, the Rockets beat the Warriors beat the Cavs by like 30.
Yeah.
And Ryan Anderson went off again on the plus minus.
What about that plus minus? It's Mr. Plus minus.
Mr. Plus
add
minus.
Add it again.
And people are like, Lance, what? So many people are tweeting me as like, Lance, look at his plus minus, his box scores. And I retweeted it. I said, finally, you guys are getting on the hype train. And people who don't get it are like, come on, be serious. Like, you can't think he's this important. In big games, he's like, hey, I said, worst case scenario, he's a good luck charm. Would you get rid of a good luck charm right now? Worst case scenario?
Listen.
I'm superstitious.
You pay $20 million for that? For a good luck charm?
Yes.
Hells yeah. All right, you know, you don't have to pay nearly that. I'll tell you what.
Do you have a good luck winch or a hinch?
No.
Not a hinch. What, a hitch?
Well, how about a house? If you got a good luck house.
Oh, Renter's Warehouse. Why am I thinking the Trailer Wheel Frame? How about
sure. your good luck house? Good that luck. You know why it's going to be your good luck house?
I'm going to sell. Were you going to sell your good luck house?
Anything that you get to own that you don't pay for? How cool is that? You're not paying for your house. Somebody else is paying for your house.
That's pretty great.
And then you own at the end.
Yeah.
Well, that's how people get rich. Other people pay for their stuff. Okay. Why don't you be like a rich guy as opposed to what you've been doing with your life?
Or having, that's also called when somebody's your sugar daddy.
Right.
But that's good too, right? You get some stuff for free.
Rich Drake is your sugar daddy.
Yeah, that's not bad. He's the one, you pay him one low monthly fee and then $99. What is that going to get you? Well, he's going to manage your property. He's going to help you find renters. And then, you know, somebody else is going to pay for your mortgage. Like, what do I have to pay for? Nothing.
Right. And you don't have to give up anything to Rich Drake. All you have to do, he's your sugar daddy. He's going to give you a house.
But no strings attached.
That you're not going to pay for. And you don't have to do anything for him. All you have to do is call him right now. 713-224-RENT. 713-224-RENT or renterswarehouse.com. I'm telling you, this is the best deal. You get a house and you don't pay for it. Somebody else does.
This seems very reasonable.
It does to me. Renterswarehouse.com.
ESPN 97.5.
You ain't talking about my then what you talking about. Gangsta moving silent and I don't talk a lot. I don't say a word. I don't say a word, was on my grind and now I got what I deserve. Hold on, wait a minute. Y'all thought I was finished. When I bought the ass tomorrow, y'all thought it was winning.
Lance, do you recognize this song? The most lit Super Bowl intro song of all time? This is what the Eagles came out to last night. Who is it?
It's not Gambino, is it?
No, it's Meek. Meek Mill.
Oh, this is Meek?
Yeah, from Philly, Meek.
Yeah,
they came out to the song.
I know he's from Philly. They came out to a Meek song and won?
Yeah.
Okay.
As opposed to...
That's something new over the last two or three years.
Well, for Meek at least.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
As opposed to the Patriots and Crazy Train. That's what they came out. So Patriots came out the Crazy Train.
You know what? Last year when the Patriots went off the field in the pregame warmups, because in the stadium they played Hate Me Now, which was like, I thought this is just perfect. You know, and I didn't know if the Patriots had set that up themselves because they got the, you know, you can hate us if you want, blah, blah, blah. But, yeah, they did come in Crazy Train last year, too, now that I think
that's
about
their
it.
That's their
song,
theme song,
obviously.
The right team won.
So, Philly, they went with the Philly artist and Meek Mill.
Yeah, and Free Meek sense. And all that type of stuff.
Yeah, and they had, obviously now. And then they had Pink before. She has struggled to hit a couple notes, I thought. I don't know if you... Did you listen?
She was ill.
Yeah, I heard it.
Oh, was it over or under? What did we hear?
I thought she had the flu, though.
Yeah,
you know,
is that what it was?
Yeah.
She was sick, yeah.
Yeah.
We go over or under?
She went under, didn't she?
I got to look it up.
I had 154.
What? Oh, is it the total?
Yeah.
Well, so I noticed...
That's what I taped it at. I mean...
Yeah, so the prop bet on that went from... It was.
And she was went through it pretty quick.
So it was basically at 2 minutes, but the under became a huge favorite. And you know, my first thing I thought was, you probably need to fire on this because somebody has been making bets who've been taping it during the who've been timing it during the sessions. Like they must have taken some kind of action where they said this is suspicious. Let's really heavily wait because they didn't really move it. Prop bets the. It went heads. In case you're our prop bet that we talked about, both of them hit. LeGarrette Blount over with
James
one
White
run.
Over.
James White over with one run, well, very easily. Another touchdown. 7 in 4 weeks.
James White
he does is score touchdowns.
That's all. And you know, just every over on James White.
What did you
and LeGarrette Blount as well?
I know. Here's what I did. I went and got. We didn't have any Super Bowl parties, so I said, you know what? I'm just going to barbecue a ton. So I went over to our buddy Michael over at Pete's Fine Meats, and I got a bone-in. This is the first I didn't know he had this. Bone-in ribeye, like the tomahawk.
Mm-hmm.
I had a tomahawk. Where the bone is this long on the thing. I got that, pork chops. I made so much food because I had Drake come over also, my oldest son, with the family, and my mother-in-law. So we did pork chops, bacon-wrapped quail,
nice.
Ribs,
nice
steak.
It's a national
sausage.
Holiday.
It is. Yeah. I treat it like 4th of July, basically.
Right. And the kids, the snacks, he loved it?
Snacks, he loved that. All the kids loved all the food. We ate so much food. But The food was great. Big up to Michael. That guy, butcher shop is unbelievable.
Yeah. Pizza's unbelievable.
Well, kangaroo, he's got it in there. Yeah. He's got all the exotics too. Like, I don't want to have snake. I don't really want rattlesnake.
I don't want kangaroo.
I don't really want bear.
No.
I just don't think I'm going to want bear. But he's got it if you want it.
Right. And his burgers are awesome.
Yeah. So he, you know who was in there a couple years ago was Joel Dreesen. That has his, you know, he does all the, if you take your, what is it called? The when you take, they're processed. When you take your deer in there and cuts it up and does all that stuff. Uh-huh. That's where Joel Dreesen used to go.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember when Joel was here on this show all the time?
Yeah.
But snacks, we were watching the commercials. And we got into the late third, may have been early fourth. I think it was late third. And there's a commercial, and it's, you know, I think it's like, this is for the first responders, and this is for, they're showing people saving people's lives and carrying children out of the floods.
It was for Verizon.
Fires. Yeah.
It was a Verizon commercial.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. And Snacks goes, he goes, they're just ruining everything inspirational by having inspirational messages. And then just at the end, it's all car or insurance companies or phones. And I said, yeah, that's advertising. He goes, every time there's an inspirational message, it's ruined. I'm sick of it. I'm like, okay.
Right,
and I started thinking, and then I swear to God, it was like, it was literally, they said, here's the next video that came on, was the next break. This is not a lie. This is a commercial. I'm sure you guys saw it. Overhead shot of a little baby, big blue eyes, white baby girl. Then Hispanic, African-American, Asian, white baby. They will not tell you who to love. You will get paid equal, and you will be respected and treated equally. You will be heard, and your voice will be uplifted. You will be the generation that does things, and you will be empowered. And it's like, and they go from baby to baby to baby to baby, just over this. You will be the ones who will make the changes, and people will respect you, and they won't try to hurt you anymore. You will be the ones who enact the most, you know, change in life. You're the mothers. You're the, you know, this, you're that, and you are great. You will be the next great things, and nobody and nothing can stop you.
T-Mobile.
I swear on baby Jesus.
Did Snacks head explode?
I was so happy he wasn't in the room because it went from that is like, and then into like the next commercial. We've got to protect children. One in every 10 child is, you know, left outside in the middle of a football game being kept outside so they don't make noise. And there's ants that are eating the child up. And we've got to find a way to give children more food and give them a place
ants
to live.
Ants are eating the help. Children.
Dogs need help, too, and cats. And the hurricanes and the floods and forest fires. Please help today. We respect the people who are helping. To keep the ants off of children and dogs get food and cats have eyes and legs and everything. If they don't have a leg, then people who take care of three-legged cats make the world better. Doritos.
What? You know what now?
This is all they were doing yesterday. It's like four commercials. They show these like heart-wrenching stuff. And then at the end, they don't even try to put their product is irrelevant. They understand like we can't really... Daryl, let's spitball on it. Hey, Jake, what do you got? All right. Here's what I got. Let's say stuff about kids have ants all over them. Babies. We'll take shots of babies. We'll bring in the women's movement. Something about Ferguson. I don't know how. I haven't really figured that out. Well, you know we're Doritos, Jake. No. Listen. Do you want to have these people eating Doritos or... Are the cops going to have Doritos, or what are we doing here? No, I don't think the cops should have Doritos. Let's not do that.
No, so, then we're taking a side.
So yeah, let's not
do that. We wouldn't want to take the cop's side on this one.
So here's what we're going to do. Let's just show it. Let's just say all the messages that people are going to, you know, checkmark the good messages, and at the end we'll just say Doritos.
Right.
But where are the Doritos in the ad, Jake?
Well, how about
we should do that.
I don't think we should get cops, and I don't think we should do Ferguson. Let's do this. Dogs are dying. Let's get Sally Struthers. And at the end, it's Doritos, okay? This way, nobody's offended by anything, okay?
Yeah, I know.
Just... This way, we're not taking Trump's side, okay? All right, no mention of anything racial. How about dogs? Everybody loves dogs, right? We all love dogs?
Okay. Everyone good on a dog thing? We're good?
Okay. Everybody's good with dogs?
Listen, here's what we're going to do at the end. And then we're going to show first responders pulling people out, and it's just going to be and like a mother holds a child in her arms, and the fireman's got his arm around the mother, and like, okay, but we're T-Mobile, so how are we doing the phone thing? You know what? We're just going to assume everyone has a phone anyway, because everyone does. Somebody took that photo. It's probably a camera phone. So, yeah, but we're Ram trucks. We're Ram tough, okay? The firefighters are obviously Ram tough.
Right.
The dog with three legs, Ram tough. These babies are Ram tough, right? We don't really have to work the products in anymore.
All right, 713-780-3776, the number.
A buddy from LA is listening. Well, from here.
We got Eric a guy Layden. That's listening to us in Amsterdam right now.
From LA, too.
LA? Eric, we got them all over. Yeah. We got them all over right now. We got to get this. See if we can find the Philly police scanner.
Oh, my God.
Because it's tremendous and horrific at the same time. We'll see if we can't get... if we can.
Oh, there's such a thing, too.
Yeah.
Oh, no, no, no. It's tremendous and horrific.
Yeah, that's right.
That's my favorite.
That's it.
That's basically a Larry David show.
You know,
Ricky Gervais.
That's
tremendous and horrific.
That is true.
I'll tell you what else is
you know what's tremendous and horrific. Not horrific?
What's tremendous... I'll start on the horrific part. What's horrific is when you get your monthly bills for cable and satellite and internet, and you're like, but I got a package. I got a bundle. But I got a bundle. Well, I'm glad you got a bundle. How's that working out for you? And here's the thing. You probably actually think you got a really sweet deal. What you're going to find out, though, is you didn't get a sweet deal. Bill Advisor will go in, and they'll take a look at your bills. You send it to them. There is a very rare occasion where somebody, their bills are so low or so reasonably priced that they can't really do anything for you. But on average, the average listener right now is saving between $800 and $900. Now, it's gone all the way up. I saved $2,000 in 1 month. They saved me that in actual cash payments and also bill credits. They had a deal for DirecTV. I got back on DirecTV. I'd gotten off for like 6 months. It was a nightmare. But I was mad at DirecTV because everyone else got these sweet intro deals, and I didn't. And I had been with them for like 17 years, and I was getting nothing. And I got mad. Customer service didn't treat me the way I thought they should treat me. Well, Bill Advisor said, we can get you back on there. And their bill, they went right to the customer retention department. And before you know it, I had all the channels for $40 less per month, and I had a $40 bill credit on that they got for me for four straight months. Unbelievable hookups and setups. They did the same thing with internet and home phone and cell phone and free phone on an AT&T deal. It's just unbelievable what they can do for you. Let them negotiate your monthly recurring bills at billadvisor.com. Text bills to 313131.
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 98.7.
Wait, what?
I said 98.7, that's my show.
Let's try this one more time, okay?
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 97.5 FM.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Yeah, police. Philly police scanner is awesome. Just hashtag Philly police scanner. And you're going to see all of the stuff. It was one after another. Someone lit a Christmas tree on fire. We need somebody at Broad and Walnut, Southwest Corner. People on the pole. I got about 2,000 college students coming from Walnut Street to 30th to Center City. It's endless, Chief. Endless. People have fought. Some guy just fell off a pole on his head. Can I get medics here? Do you have medics over here to 17th and Lombard? We have a female here who was assaulted. This is extremely horrible. We need rescue here. We got someone horribly injured from a fall. They're trying to tear multiple light posts down. I have anyone to counteract it right now. Man jumped off the light pole, landed on his head. We have a light pole down on the east side of Macy's Corner. We have live wires. There's one tweet here, that, and I don't believe this. There's no chance this happened. The enclosures at the zoo have fallen. Man in sweatpants and Brian Dawkins jersey is riding an ostrich towards market. Ostrich stolen from zoo, electrocuted by exposed traffic light wires on 17th and Chestnut. Animal rescue to 17th and Chestnut.
Unbelievable.
I don't think that's true. I don't believe that. And this guy says, Reverend Maglin says, not all tweeters are being super accurate in right now. I don't think an ostrich I don't think an ostrich can even hold a dude's weight. That may be true. We got to find out if ostrich stolen from the zoo is real.
There are such things as ostrich races.
There are ostrich races. Didn't Barry Laminack win one? Or was it a camel? That was a camel?
Yes.
Oh, it was a camel. There are ostrich races.
Yeah, you have to be like a jockey size. You can't be a big guy.
Well, maybe he's a little dude in a Brian Dawkins jersey. We don't know. We don't know anything about that. Elderly naked man in a Ben Franklin mask running down the middle of Broad Street. That is awesome. Elderly man in a Ben Franklin mask.
I'm trying to find. Did you ever hear? I'm going to try to. Del, see if you can find the audio. See if there's audio or just the video or just the written text about Mike Lombardi, who we had on the show way back in the day, about his comments on Doug Peterson when he was hired. Calling him.
Was that before the season?
Before the season started. It does not age well.
Well, he was hired 2 years ago?
Well, he called him the least qualified head coach in the last 30 years.
Oh, how'd that work out for Mike? How'd that work out for Philly? Pretty good.
Yeah, he admitted a mistake in a recent podcast ringer. I admit I'm wrong. Okay, Doug Peterson is way better than I thought he was going to be in terms of his ability to lead a team. I think Jim Schwartz is a tremendous defense coordinator. I think he deserves a lot of credit here. But I thought Peterson did a really good job with Nick Foles. So all you Philly fans give me crap about give Doug Peterson his due. Yeah, okay, I was wrong. He's a better coach. Now he's going to have to do it again this week, and we'll see how that is. But for me, I think when you win a playoff game and you beat a team that you're an underdog to and you beat Matt Ryan and you play and Nick Foles plays well, I think you deserve it. I think I've got to admit, hey, look, I think I was wrong in terms of how far I went with Doug, but I'm not sure how great of a coach Doug is, but I was wrong in terms of how far I went with it. So that was what he said January 15th or January 14th. That was a comment he made. So I want to hear his initial. I want to see if there's an initial commentary. I don't know if it's audio or if it's just a written, but that one, obviously.
Lamont tweeted us the Mike Lombardi initial, how he ripped Doug Peterson in the hiring. The sooner that you admit your mistake, the better off you'll be.
Did he send the actual?
Yeah, we got the sound here.
Oh, okay. Oh, get it to Dell. Let's hear
Dell,
it.
It's on. He sent it.
This is why you got it, but you have to own things like this. Like, there's a guy named.
He sent it to both of us.
Cian Fahey or Sean Fahey. I don't know from he, and his whole thing is saying, you know, he's an Irish guy who is a draftnik and an NFL guy. Yeah. And
he's a quarterback.
Yeah, well, that's his thing that he's kind of created his own lane, that he's the quarterback guy.
I always go to Ireland for my quarterback analysis.
Yeah, and he's gotten on ESPN, and I asked somebody from ESPN, I said, "Why?" Just out of curiosity, why do you guys have money? He goes, well, I'm not going to lie, the accent helps. I said, are you being serious? He goes, no, 100%, because it's got a more global feel and all this. I said, yeah, but he's still saying Deshaun Watson is a product of the system, and Carson Wentz leads the league in interceptable throws because he was anti these guys coming out of the draft. So now he's doing everything he can still to just, he won't give him credit because he doesn't want to be wrong.
Well, that's,
just say, oh, I missed him. And I swear to God, people have more respect for you if you say, I missed him. Then you try to say, sorry, guy. Every week people come after him about Carson Wentz and he's like, no, wait, I went and tracked his interceptable throws. Like, stop. You're making up stats now to try to win an argument?
Stop,
Carson
dude.
Wentz was going to be the MVP before he got hurt. He's like, this is the weakest MVP campaign ever. If it is, like, oh, I don't know, bro.
Stop. Juan wants to get in and talk Super Bowl. Hey, Juan. ¿Cómo estás? ¿Todo bien?
Bien, bien. Gracias. Un poco crudo. Hey, just wanted to throw more shade on NFL defenses. That's all I've got.
Go ahead.
All that offense, the biggest. I saw a little bit of good defense, but really, not really.
I didn't see much good defense at all.
At all.
Now,
and these are two defensive teams. Well,
to be fair, most people don't care. Most people like the games to look like it looked yesterday.
No, we want a lot of offense. No, but the most offense in an NFL game ever? That's wild. Especially,
nobody stepped up ever.
Not one guy.
Was there a big third down stand?
Well, once. Brandon Graham knocking the ball out of Tom Brady's hand.
Yeah, that's right.
That was it.
That's right.
That's the only defensive play of the game. That was it. Otherwise, I guess stopping him. Man, and how about the kicking? Boy, was that crappy. That was unbelievable. That changed. Dude, if you had 2-2 in your pool, you were like, oh, good. I got 2-2. Actually, a lot of pools pay money back to 2-2 and 5-5.
I got a text from a friend, from my buddy Mark Edwards, who just said, Terry won $500 on 2-2 square.
That's the least likely square to ever win, and it paid half time.
It took a lot to get there.
It did. It took so many misses and crappy plays and missed extra points and going for two instead of... it was unbelievable. No, you're right, though. I mean, I thought Doug... Here's the thing that everybody said. Doug Peterson... Don't do what the Jags did. Don't be like Oklahoma against Georgia. Don't shut down. And don't be like Atlanta in the Super Bowl last year. Don't lose the game. Go try to keep on winning it. No matter what you do, just keep on trying to win it. And he did by going for it on fourth down and the goal line. And on fourth down with 5:39 left in the game, fourth and one, he throws up. And oh, by the way, you got Nick Foles and you're throwing on fourth and one. With the Super Bowl on the line. Unbelievable. Yet a lot of coaches would have punted there, pinned him back, and hoped that Brady would, that you get the ball back. Nah. He said, no, we're going to go win the game.
I couldn't believe. And, but he had a play. He didn't just it's one thing when fans just want people to go for it and always, but you got to have something ready. I can't stress this enough. Doug Peterson was ready for this moment. He was ready with play calls. He was ready with his willingness to attack from the very outset. They were flinging it around with Foles. We're not afraid. We're throwing it at you because we're not going to say, oh, this is a backup. First of all, Nick Foles has experience starting. The second thing is he took elements of Chip Kelly's offense with the RPO stuff. Mm-hmm. And this is the thing that I always thought was funny. I really caped hard for Chip Kelly whenever he came into the league because I knew that the college offenses were going to work in the NFL. And at first, Chip was killing people. And then it stopped working. And I think some of it had to do with his offensive line. I think some of it was that he wasn't very well liked in his own building, which didn't help because some of the players kind of lost respect for him. But at the end of the day, that sentiment is correct. RPOs, a huge high school and college play element, the run-pass option, was a big reason why the Philadelphia Eagles got as far as they did and won with Nick Foles. The play, the touchdown trick play, that came from Chad Morse, and that really came from the Texas high school play. It originated at a Texas high school. Austin Westlake, I think, is where it originated. Chad Morse used it at Clemson, and then the Philadelphia Eagles, because coaches will see a play and they'll put it away in their own little private, this is going to be a win. I'm going to use this as a big play beater right here.
And boy, was it.
And he went to it. They called timeout before, and they weren't lined up in the same alignment. So he went to his big play. He basically
said, Philly special.
Yeah. And he's been tucking that thing away for just the right moment, and there it was in the Super Bowl, because you only get a run at once.
And they did it well, and Brady dropped his.
Brady did.
That was
now.
It
was a little far, but you got to. He could have made that.
He could have made that play. Brady was short on time. You can't possibly blame Brady. He had 505 yards, 3 touchdowns, drove him down. The defense couldn't stop Nick Foles. Brady did everything he possibly could, but a lot of times he didn't look like Brady last night. The feet, the footwork in the pocket, it looked like he was. Hassled. It looked like he was harassed. It looked like he was hurried. He short-armed the one to Amendola where if he hits him on the run, Amendola scores. Instead, he had to wait for it, and he gets tackled. They scored anyway. He missed Gronk. early on, Brady did not look like, but now 505 yards and three touchdowns. You certainly can't blame him.
Yeah.
How about blaming Eric Rowe? How about blaming Bill Belichick for not playing? How you don't play Malcolm Butler yesterday is unbelievable to me.
Is there anything else you would have done, though? I don't think New England could have done anything else. They just weren't good enough.
They weren't good enough.
They couldn't stop Philly.
Well, put in Malcolm Butler.
Yeah.
Patrick Chung on the slot, in the slot, on the slot receiver.
That's not great.
But it was 25 that was in every, it seemingly every big play of Philadelphia was Eric Rowe.
How about this? Every time I saw New England, they were throwing to wide open people.
I know.
Like Danny Amendola had no one even around him. A lot of these catches. Rob Gronkowski,
Well, Cooks was wide open when he got waylaid.
Oh, my God. What a kill
shot. He's looking for a. I know.
Malcolm Jenkins just put an absolute kill shot on him. Yep. Totally legal.
745 ESPN 97.5 713-780-3776.
Hey, guys, right after the show, I got to get over to Men's Tee Clinic. I missed last week because of the foot and all, but I got to get in there. And that's the thing. They'll alter my dosage to get me caught back up. And this is one of the reasons Men's Tee Clinic is so effective. They monitor you every single week. They have a provider see you every single week. And they take very close stock and care of where your levels are and how you're feeling. Are you having any adverse reactions? Any weight gain we need to know about? What was your weight? Look, because usually you're going to start to lose weight. You'll start to, your lean muscle mass will get better. You start to process that belly fat into lean muscle mass more. You get better energy. There's so many advantages to having your testosterone level where it was when you were in your 20s and 30s. And one in every three men are attacked viciously by a drop in testosterone. And it can really just take away your drive across the board. This really helps you get it back. And at Men's Tee Clinic, they've got three locations, and they see you quickly. They can diagnose quickly with a test, and then they work with your insurance company to get you covered because it is a big quality of life threat, and it really will help you get back to where you once were. Go to mensteeclinic.com. But just remember, there's three locations. One in Cypress at 290 and Barker Cypress. There's a location at 1801 Durham and I-10 right there near the Heights. And then the new location in Pearland is open at 288 and Discovery Bay. Call them today, 713-568-1175.
Houston Sports Talk with some certified Angus beefsteaks. What could be better?
It's like nothing you've ever heard before.
Saltgrass Steakhouse presents the official ESPN 97.5 app. Download it today by searching ESPN Houston in your app store. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Rule number 13. The sooner you admit your mistake, the better off you'll be. My beloved 76ers hired a guy by the name of Roy Rubin from Long Island University. Poor Roy. He finished 4-47 before the Sixers canned him. 4-47. Years later, Fred Carter said letting Rubin coach the Sixers was like letting a teenager run a big corporation. Hey, Fred, meet the Eagles head coach, Doug Peterson. Now, everyone knows Peterson isn't a head coach. He might be less qualified to coach a team than anyone I've seen in my 30-plus years in the NFL. Peterson was barely a coordinator before he became head coach. Can you imagine if we elected a United States president who didn't have any real training? Sorry, don't answer that. Look, the Eagles looked increasingly sloppy and unprepared as the 2016 season limped along. That ain't changing in 17. Only Carson Wentz can save Peterson's job, and Wentz actually got worse during his rookie year, not better. When will the Eagles admit their mistake? Will they throw away 17 stubbornly sticking to the Peterson principle? The immortal Roy Rubin lasted 51 games. I bet Doug Peterson lasts way less than that.
Mike Lombardi, a little bit off on that one, just a hair. And he's admitted it. Yeah, I was wrong. He said I was wrong about him. You know what? He went out and he gave his opinion. It was wrong, and he admitted it. That's fine. Stacey, they saw something in Doug Peterson without the resume. Just 10 years ago, dude was a high school coach. And he's winning a Super Bowl for Philadelphia, their first ever. And the city exploded. Did you see the people downtown?
There's two ways that I want to, there's two reactions I have to that. One is like laughing because this is Philadelphia fans. And I taped two of their, so we've got it on our Facebook page. If you go to the 97.5 Facebook page, you can see what I taped from Channel 2. Channel 2 sent Jake Reiner, a local reporter, like, hey, let's send somebody to Philadelphia. Win or lose, something crazy is going to happen there. They sent him there. If you want to see, and Dell can actually pull the audio of this, but you really need to see these videos. John, you saw him. You know, there's a visual component there.
That kid's like, how old is he? 14?
Like, he's not old. He's like, hey, guys. It's really great here in Philadelphia. And people like, and he's like, oh, Jesus. They cut away. Like,
Tom Brady has a limp.
Yeah, that's the second one. So if you go to our Facebook page, 97.5, ESPN 97.5, you can actually see this video. The first one, it's already got like 220 retweets, and I just put it out last night. I just took it right off TV. I'm like, oh, my God. My wife said, I'm trying to go to sleep. I said, just stop. Don't talk. I got to record this because this is unbelievable. And that's the first one. And everyone thought, is he okay? Did he live? Because I just said, why would you send a cub into a Lions team?
Oh,
like
my
that?
God.
This doesn't make any sense. The next time they show him again, and we need to clean that one up, Dell. You might have to take one word out of it. He's like, all right, guys. So if you don't know, if you have never won a Super Bowl, this is a very appropriate way to act. This is as appropriate as it gets to party and blah, blah, blah. And then they basically take over the whole shot again. And one guy goes, Tom Brady's got a limp. And he goes, "Well, all right, back to you guys."
Well, and I think the funniest stuff is the guys just come out of nowhere from underneath the camera. And then their faces, giant faces are right.
It's like scenes. It's literally like scenes from the Chappelle Show.
And the first one, he was so overwhelmed.
They literally almost mobbed him. Like he got absorbed into the crowd.
Yeah, he goes down. The shot goes out because of it holds. You know, everything about it was just horrific for this kid. He looks like he's about 14, and they said, okay, why don't you go into this? And I'll tell you what, he was a lot better off that they won, because God only knows how ugly it would have gotten in the streets of Philadelphia had they lost that football game. If Tom Brady brings them back, and they lose in overtime, Brady brings them back, score, gets the two-point conversion, they go to overtime and beat Philadelphia, that city would have burned. It was bad enough last night in a victory, but the overhead shot of downtown where you can't even, it looked like the parade here, where it was just wall-to-wall people nonstop. It looked like it was unbelievable.
Yeah.
And can you imagine if they lost that football game?
Oh, my God. This is a win. And that's how some people were saying, yeah, you guys know that there's a lot of people saying, this is a riot. Like, Philly is rioting.
Right.
Like this, you know, people are like, you know, during Ferguson and other riots, everyone's, oh, I'm so up at, like, you know, very angry and upset. And then like, this is also a riot, a literal riot. People are throwing things, breaking things, setting things on fire.
Cars turned over. Somebody said a Christmas tree was on fire.
Well,
people jumping off the poles and falling on their head.
They love that that's their thing. They love that. By the way, here's a new video. It came out 27 minutes ago on Deadspin. Eagles fan takes enormous bite of horse turd, but he didn't say turd. And it showed.
No, it did not. No, he did not pick up horse crap off the street. No, I don't want to see it. No, you're lying. That is a lie. He's about to. Lance is about to.
You
puke.
Want it to be a lie? Let's just look.
Let me see.
I don't want to.
No, there's no way.
Hold on. Oh, my God. I feel like Nick Van Exel when he saw Cup Chicks.
No, I don't. I don't want to see it.
What the hell?
Oh, God.
No, don't do it. Oh God! He ate that. Oh my God!
I can't get so easy on that stuff.
Damn, that's the worst video ever. Eagles fan eating horse poop during the Super Bowl celebration. Wow. I mean, I get it, Philly. Dell is laughing at it. Is he not eating it? Did he not eat it?
Oh, I haven't clicked on. I'm just laughing at Lance.
Lance is puking.
But
at
I'm
the
about
door.
To watch it right
this
now.
This is real, too. Look at my eyes. I know. They're all watery.
No, you almost puked.
I just got to get that off the screen.
Oh, my God.
This is the same feeling I had when I saw that 1 second of Cup Chicks.
I know. That was, oh, God.
Thanks, Raheel, for bringing that to our attention.
Thanks. and the
God,
cinnamon
that
challenge.
Is so terrible.
All right, let's take a break.
I clicked it. I knew what it told me exactly.
It
at
said
least I
what
got,
it was going to do.
At least I got tricked by two chicks, one cup. Right. Two girls,
like,
one cup.
And he ate it like he was a dog. He didn't. He
no,
just
right.
bent down.
He didn't pick it up. Well, he didn't want to get his hands dirty.
Apparently yeah. not.
No.
Listen, I don't want to get on my clothes, and I don't want to get on my hands. So he went like a dog and ate it off the ground.
Of all the things, he decided, I'm going to be a little demure and swing my scarf up so it doesn't land in the crap, and then I'm going
to
eat it.
I don't want my scarf to get dirty.
Swing my
poop on it.
Scarf up. You saw him. He bit down, swung his scarf up around his neck so it wasn't hanging, and then he ate it.
Oh, God.
Be careful, sir. Excuse me, could everyone back aside, please? I'm getting ready to take a bite of this poo, and I don't want to get anything on my scarf.
That could have been the Tide commercial where he said, oh, all right, this is Tide. This is a Tide commercial. Mm. This is a Tide commercial. He kept his jersey clean while he was eating poop. That's a Tide commercial.
That was
758 ESPN 97.5. Time to talk about basketball. All right, let's talk about basketball for a second and that hoop in your yard. How about that hoop that it's, you know, the rim is bent and there's no net on there and it's a white backboard that needs painting? How horrible. You know what? Get the best goal in the history of the world, and it's not even close. It's not even close. The best goal in the history of the world is a hoops goal. Keith Tate does it better than anybody. I'm telling you, the tempered glass backboard, the breakaway rim. I don't know why it's called a breakaway rim because it doesn't break. You can hang on it all. The kids can hang on it all day. But the best feature is that you can lower it and raise it. So if the kids want to shoot at 10 feet, great. If they want to shoot at, or they want to dunk at 5 feet because they're unathletic, that's even better. All you have to do is go to produnkhoops.com, produnkhoops.com, and check it out for yourself and see all the accessories as well. He's got everything there. produnkhoops.com, 281-351-9822. That's hoops. You tell him you heard it right here.
Seven five.